You're tuned in to Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. On September 28, the Sunflower Theater will be screening Duranium, a short film made by students and staff at Fort Lewis College on the history of uranium mining in Durango. Following the screening will be a panel discussion with some of the student filmmakers, then followed by a Q&A with Dr. Brad Clark, also of Fort Lewis. He'll be chatting after the screening about his forthcoming book, Gold Medal Waters. Brad, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us a bit about what prompted you to be the one to write this book.
Well, it's actually a co-edited book from multiple faculty members at Fort Lewis College. So after the 2015 spill, the environmental studies faculty got together and came up with this idea that although tragic, this event really presented a unique opportunity for us to look at this from a variety of different academic perspectives.
You were living in Durango at the time of the spill, correct?
Yes.
Is your perspective included in the book at all, as someone who was there when it happened and viewing it, you know,
it
just
is.
As a member of the public?
It is, yes. I actually, I wrote the introduction for the book, and I also wrote three standalone chapters. And so, yes, I encouraged all authors to try to include a bit of their personal perspectives as well as their professional comments as well.
How do you think the personal and professional perspectives differ or perhaps are aligned?
Well, personally, I think the event was quite emotional for many of us, if not all of us. And we had to step away from those emotions and approach the event from a more objective academic perspective as best we could, but the emotional aspect still was significant.
What's part of the story of the Gold King mine spill that you believe did not get enough public attention?
You know, I learned a lot from writing this or from being involved in writing a large part of this text. A lot of our expectations were not met following the spill. And so there were a number of lessons learned from, by what all accounts, was quite the dramatic event.
And did you have a chance to talk with EPA representatives?
I did briefly when a few of the representatives were in town immediately following the spill. I did, yes.
And what kind of things did they tell you?
Well, at first, you know, it was such a media event, such a media sensation that discussions were kept fairly vague. And myself and others at the college were contacted by a number of media outlets and journalists. And one of the reasons we met prior to really discussing the event is we wanted to get somewhat of a uniform message across. And to be quite honest, we had to figure out what that message was.
To close things off, in your research and also with your colleagues, did you determine perhaps other mines in the area that are at risk of pulling off something similar to what happened with the Gold King mine?
Unfortunately, there are hundreds, if not thousands, in the upper Animas watershed around and above Silverton.
Do you believe that this is something that the majority of people in the area are aware of?
I think now following the spill, there's definitely a heightened level of awareness. But one of the things that I found so interesting in my part of the research was that prior to the spill, there was not a whole lot of organized activity or efforts in the Durango part of the watershed to address this acid mine drainage issue comprehensively. I went into the research thinking there'd be a lot more organized pro-Superfund efforts in the lower watershed, and there just wasn't, and that was surprising.
Dr. Brad Clark teaches at Fort Lewis College and has a forthcoming book alongside some colleagues on the Gold King mine spill. He'll be doing a Q&A on September 28 at the Sunflower Theater following the screening of Duranium. More information at sunflowertheater.org. Brad, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.